from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just as I predicted in December, down to the week, Joe Biden would drop out after the Republican convention, right after. We'd locked in Trump. It's been the plan all along. Now you're watching it unfold. I predicted it in a viral post that did over a million on Twitter at the time. A lot of folks talking about it. Charlie Kirk did a show on it. Said it wouldn't happen. It did. Just as I said it would.
Sorry, Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie. So, and look, the weapon has always been the calendar. The weapon has always been the calendar, and it still is. As Rush once said to us, and he did before his death, they would have to get rid of Joe Biden, given the damaging things he was already doing. You can't run a guy who's done these things to the country. They know that. So what they needed to do was cast all the sins on the man and then crucify him. Chuck. Make him go away. Act like they are victims too. And I guarantee you, all of these people who are endorsing Kamala right now are on the phone with the delegates lobbying for someone else. This is a narrative. It's a story. There's phases to the story. Narrative, with the, as the Democrats tell it, Lee, is a big lie. It's a big pre-planned lie. It is a lie with many stages where you gradually get worked toward the preferred end destination. They did not go through this level of pain to jettison Joe Biden in order to run with a candidate as unpopular as he is. And a candidate who has been as unpopular as he is. This is not a new thing since the beginning. In fact, for most of the Biden presidency, Kamala Harris has pulled behind Joe Biden, behind him. Occasionally she'll pull up even. People don't like her. They're not stupid. They're not stupid. So why wait? And I explained this back in December when I said everything that's unfolding now would happen, and I actually even nailed the week it would happen. I didn't give a calendar week. I said right after the convention, Joe Biden would drop out. He just did. Why is this happening? Because the calendar is the weapon. Part of their plan has foundered, okay? Through their own criminality and corruption. That case in Georgia, you know, Lee, Trump was supposed to be in court as we went to vote, right? But unfortunately, like so many Democrats, Fani Willis is a criminal herself and was stealing from the county via her boyfriend's, what she was doing, basically. Overpaying him and then going on lavish vacations. Okay, so that case is foundered because of that. And the grace of God, I believe, the same grace of God that caused him to not get hit by that bullet. Yep. All these cases are falling for these crazy little reasons. Okay, so that is going on. But here's the weapon that is the calendar, all right? If you can, and I tell you right now, I do not believe what they are saying to your face. You know they always lie. It's always the narrative. Right now they're trying to replace Kamala. So the prayer is, pray they can't replace Kamala. That's the prayer.
Now, look at what they're doing to do that. And I think it's interesting. You always hear Democrats talking about democracy. What is democracy? It's where the people are involved in the decision. It's where the people vote. It's where the people go to primaries and vote for the candidate to which they want to represent that party. And what do we have now? We have an absence of democracy in the Democratic Party, because what is fixing to unfold is going to be a bunch of rich elites making the decision about whom the candidate should be, not the people. So where is the democracy in the Democratic Party now?
There's nowhere. Democracy for them is it's a mirage. It's just what they're fooling their sheeple with. Now, here's how the calendar is a weapon, okay? any candidate is going to be dramatically more popular in terms of favorability than Kamala Harris, right? So they got to get her out of there. That candidate will probably have higher favorables than Donald Trump. That's the goal. That's why they got to replace her. They're trying to figure out how to do it right now. I'm not saying they'll succeed. I don't actually know anymore. But I'm telling you what they're trying to do right now. Here's why. Listen to this, okay? Look at how the calendar is the weapon. This is why they waited so long to replace Joe Biden. Even though it was always the plan, as I said in December, I said they'd do it the week after the convention. Bam, there goes Joe. Just as I said, okay? Why wait that long? Why not take him out in the primary? Why not do it before? Because it takes 3 months for negative advertising to have an effect. So they want, but given how bad their policies have been for the American people and how much the American people are hurting because of those policies, they want to shorten that process to protect themselves. Look at the calendar. Look at the calendar. Here's how the replacement process would go, okay? Washington Post. How will Democrats pick a new candidate step by step? Okay, one is a virtual vote that would lock in the new nominee in early August. Another, Lee, is an open convention, a scenario the party hasn't experienced since 1968. A convention is open when no candidate arrives with a clear majority of delegates, so the event turns into a mini primary in which contenders scramble to persuade delegates to vote for them. They don't want that, okay? Right now, they're on the horn, they're on the phones trying to kill off Kamala. Let's see if they could do it. And pray they don't. We are now on this show, Lee. I just want everyone to know I endorse Kamala Harris. I stand firmly behind her.
Okay.
She is a disaster. Okay, now here's the part where the calendar becomes the weapon. And the Washington Post puts it in the third paragraph because they know what's going on. The potential for chaos is high, they write, and time is short. Some states have August deadlines to get on the ballot for the general election, and early voting begins in some places in September. Oh, which places would those be, Lee?
Yeah.
Why, the swing states,
darn it. Yeah.
And a lot of people are talking about November. There ain't no November. November is when it's over. Okay, let's look at the swing states. When do they start voting? Pennsylvania, early voting, Lee, begins 9/16, the 16th of September. In Virginia, early voting begins the 20th of September. In Arizona, and Virginia's not that swingy, but I throw it in there because Glenn Youngkin won it. You know, Republican for governor, so it's curiosity to me, but whatever. Arizona, when does the voting start? The 9th of October. Georgia, when does the voting start? The 15th of October. When does it start? Nevada, the 19th of October. North Carolina, the 17th of October. And Wisconsin, the 22nd of October. So why would you do this? They are working right now to swap her out. That's going to kill off a couple more weeks of us being able to what? Negative advertise about whoever they pick. Okay? It's all up in the air. They're going to try to replace her. I do not know if they'll succeed at this point because they're not having a good year, and I love that. Right? So let's suppose they manage to replace her with someone with much higher favorables than Donald Trump, right? Pick Gretchen Whitmer. I don't care how they're saying she polls. Yeah. Look at the favorables. Those polls will flip the second they pick Whitmer. Say it's Whitmer. I'm just pick one. Doesn't matter who. I'm not predicting it's going to be Whitmer. I don't know. Let's say it's Whitmer, right? Well, what's that deadline look like to you? Well, let's see. We won't have figured that out until August, right? Nominating convention. When's the vote start again? When's it start again? Pennsylvania, 9/16. So whoever it is, we will have just a few weeks to tar them because this whole election is in the swing states. It's not a national election. Six states will decide this. Everything else is gravy. Nobody cares, right? So their goal is we can't tar their candidate in 6 weeks. And this is why, Lee, I'm the only one who's been screaming this at all of you who use this show for show prep around the country, who go after me in the other time zones. Stop blaming this on Biden.
Right,
I've been saying this for months because I knew this was the plan. Stop it. The Democrats are smart. They kept saying MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans, because that's Trump and the Republicans, right? Bad for democracy. We have built the case for them. If they can swap Kamala out, that this was just about Joe. This isn't a Democrat Party thing. They're great, man. Democrats love America, Lee. They want to close the border. They want to end inflation. They want to stop the runaway spending. They hate Iran. They want to win. They want to win foreign policy. All that's a lie. No, they don't. But we will have, if they can replace Kamala, just 3-4 weeks to reverse a catastrophic error that we have made and that Trump was, God bless him, still making this weekend. It's not, stop talking about Joe. Stop talking about Kamala. Right, stop it. Right, stop it.
Right,
stop it.
Right.
It's the Democrat Party. These are their policies. It doesn't matter which clone they pick.
You are.
That is your message.
That is it. And this, listen, Republicans have a head start for a change. Okay.
We're not supposed to have it. This is a gift from God.
Exactly. This is a head start.
This is it. Yes.
We have got a very limited time period, and you are absolutely right. And we've talked about that here before. There's three things Republicans need to do. They need to campaign on Democrat policy, not on candidates. And that means opposing all of the policies that have got us to where we are now. They need to campaign on the fact that the Democratic Party is in chaos.
Yep.
They can continue to do that, and they can continue to attack the individual candidates that way, but not the candidate so much as the policy. And the next thing they need to do, let the state attorneys generals go to work and go after it in those states where they are illegally, where the Democrats are breaking the law to get Biden off the ballot. Let the state AGs do that, not the party, not the Trump administration. Let them go after it, because that's exactly what Democrats would do if the shoe were on the other foot. That's the three things the RNC has got to do right now, today, this hour. You've got a head start. Don't stumble. Don't blow it.
Right. And because we need to buy ourselves every week possible.
Every
to
hour.
To tar whoever they replace Kamala with. If they pull it off, I literally said a prayer yesterday driving around town. God, please, please, God, please let them stumble again. Please let them stumble the way that bullet stumbled. Please let them stumble replacing her, because we're going to have a hard time beating somebody else who isn't Kamala. I'm telling you, it comes down to favorables, and those polls will flip fast. So here's the thing, Lee. The Trump campaign is still not getting this. God bless them. You know I love the guy. Been frustrated with him, but I backed him from the time he came down. You remember all of those years?
Oh yeah.
When everybody was calling here screaming at me, they loved Ted Cruz, they loved everybody else. No, I was Trump from the beginning. I got so frustrated with the guy, I walked away. Okay, I am back now. We've written checks over the weekend. Here's the thing: Trump screwed up this weekend because he's not getting it, and somebody needs to tell him they're not getting it. The first thing they did was put out a negative ad on Kamala. Mm-hmm. No, 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 no. You don't drive down her poll. You don't drive down her numbers. It was very good ad. It was a disaster because it was good. No, the DNC would have paid for that ad. No, they don't want Kamala. The message is from now on, these are Democrat policies.
Right.
Whichever drone you pick, doesn't matter, they're clones, drones. Whichever clone you pick will wreck the border, will cause you not to be able to afford groceries. Pound it, pound it, pound it, pound it. So listen, all of you who use me for show prep today, I need you to tweet this. I need you to say it, because I know a lot of Republican folks listen to you. We don't have a war room, and that's why our messaging is whack. It's whack. And Fox News needs to shut up. Newsmax needs to shut up. Stop blaming this on Biden. Stop talking about Kamala. The more you take her down for them this week, the more it helps them. God, I just want to pull my hair out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, Producer Tim. Producer Tim has like 15 jobs. He's like a Jamaican on In Living Color. Remember that skit? I loved In Living Color. I never missed it. I'm a Jamaican. I have 6 jobs. That was one of their skits they always did, right? So Producer Tim has like 6 jobs back there, right?
Yeah, 100%.
They ought to give you a raise.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I know. One of Producer Tim's job is official show observer, right?
Yep.
Okay. Very famous radio show once that I loved had one of those. So you are the official show observer. Who was completely freaked out and worried going in to the debate. One, I was saying we shouldn't be debating in June. That is ridiculous. It's too early. I was terrified that the country would get a look at Joe's dementia and he would be forced to drop out. I was so terrified. I was advising Trump should not go hard on him. He should go easy. Trump would lose by winning.
Right.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Right. You said, okay, you remember me saying that.
Yeah. I was telling people the same thing.
And the next morning, after it was a disaster, if the debate was a disaster for Joe, you came on here and said, Tara, oh my gosh, this is exactly what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
It was to a T.
And I was afraid the country would get, especially the sheeple, the Democrat sheeple, would get a look at Joe and they would have a way to get him out. If Trump does not pull off this race, it will go down as one of the most catastrophic mistakes in a presidential election that he agreed to debate on their terms with their hosts in June, the earliest ever presidential debate. And so I was even saying, look, Trump will lose if he wins this debate.
Yeah.
And I was hoping Joe Biden would come out doped up enough that he could hit Trump. Good, because otherwise he was going to be exposed and it was exposed. This is why the Democrats set the debate for June. They needed Joe out.
I don't think there's enough drugs in the world to dope him up that much.
But that I was worried about. That, but I was legit worried about that dope producer, Tim.
Yeah, she was.
Because he is the weakest candidate at this point in presidential polling in the history of polling. You don't put that guy on a stage and give the Democrats the ability to take him out. If we had waited to debate, right, till after the convention, when Joe is their nominee, landslide.
Oh, yeah.
Landslide, right? Mm-hmm. This could have happened after the convention. We made a catastrophic error there. That was. Now they can come in and pick a better candidate. And I'm here to tell you right now what is going on, okay? They're not stupid. We had new polling come out overnight, producer Tim, New Hampshire. Trump and Kamala are in a dead heat, 40-39. New Hampshire is not a swing state. It's a solid blue state.
Wow.
Trump leads Kamala 64-29 on the Poly Markets betting site. That tends to be pretty accurate. Kennedy is pulling 21% in New Hampshire. Why? They hate Kamala. The party doesn't want to vote for her. She finished with less than 3% of the vote in the primary when she had to drop out because she couldn't even get the black vote. And now you're going to tell me, oh, they've got to pick Kamala. Black people be mad. Black people don't like Kamala. She put too many of them in prison.
Most people I know don't like Kamala. Don't matter if you're black, white, whatever you are. A lot of people hate her.
It's one of the few things we actually agree upon in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this idea that black people love Kamala, it's fiction. It's not true. And the Democrats know it. And you're seeing the numbers this morning in New Hampshire. They're not going to take the loss to cling to DEI. They're only moral and ethic is power and the pursuit of power. That's it. So right now, I'm telling you, everybody who's endorsing Kamala is on the horn. They're on the phone. It doesn't matter what they tell you today. They are talking to delegates and they are lobbying them hard. And I'm talking about the leaders of this party. I'm talking about the Clintons. I'm talking about everybody. They are lobbying to defeat Kamala. Hillary's not running. That's not what I'm saying. That is what is going on, okay? You don't go through the pain of removing old Joe to replace him with a candidate who's pulled behind him for most of the years of the Biden administration. Behind him. She was less popular than him. They are not fighting this hard to put Kamala on the top of this ticket. I'm telling you. They are fighting to put somebody up there with much higher favorable ratings and much lower negatives than Donald Trump. Because it is their only hope right now. So we have to hope they fail. We have to hope they lose control of this process to the point where Kamala is a speeding bullet of a train and they can't stop it. But they are in total control. And that is how I was able to tell you in December that Joe Biden, not that he would drop, just that he would drop out before the election, but that he would do it this week. I even nailed the week he would do it, the week after the convention.
Yep.
So you're my witness. I said all of this, right?
Yep. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think
show
there's a few clips on that we
I know.
Made.
We should, you know what? I've been wanting to ask you to pull it, but you, this guy, this kid, Tim, you work so hard. I mean, you do so much here that I feel bad asking you to pull that.
Oh, you don't feel bad. That's what I'm here for.
I do. So I'm just going to use you as a show observer, but you guys remember what I said. So it's about to get crazy on the Democrat side, okay? They could lose control of this thing among the delegates who've been pumped so full of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, they may be afraid to drop kick the fake black woman. Who, by the way, her father resents her being called black. Because she originally ran as an Indian. She was an Indian the first time she ran. Because she doesn't have a lot of black blood, but she'll go pass herself off as a black woman. So, because it helps her right now. This, whatever the case, Tim, this is about to get crazy. Oh, and the deep state would like you to know, Trump might get assassinated a couple more times. So just, you know, it's just very normal now for people to shoot at Trump, the deep state would like you to know. The single most insane thing from this weekend, Jesse Waters clip. I don't know why this isn't running on a loop somewhere. I'm going to ram it into every hour. Listen to what Jesse Waters said on his show. Quick takeaway, 13 seconds.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
That's what their intel agency sources are telling them at Fox News? Really? You know what that means? Trump's ahead. He's legit ahead. And they're normalizing the idea of, hey, it's totally normal for the Republican candidate to get shot out in public. Yeah, no, nothing to see here. It's so normal. We don't even have to fire anybody. Do you realize nobody has been fired for the assassination attempt? And now they're like, yeah, it's normal. It's normal. Just bullets whizzing by Trump's head, right, left. Totally normal. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see. There's nothing unusual.
I want to know where the breakdown in communications occurred. I don't know what it was going to take for Secret Service to address the situation. And the question is, why did they receive all of these red flags and still allow the president to take the stage?
Trump beginning to publicly, very gently, ask questions about how he was almost killed. Ditto for J.D. Vance.
The FBI is doing an investigation on the assassination attempt. Do you trust the Bureau?
I don't trust the Bureau leadership, but I certainly think there are a lot of good field agents, guys on the ground. But what the hell was going on? How was that guy ever allowed to be there in the first place? Because I think somebody, whether it's higher up or somebody else involved, really did screw up.
There's some things going on with our government that we have to really worry about. Did we have enough people? Why didn't we have enough people? Somebody said that a lot of people were put on Biden's detail. The problem is Biden doesn't draw anybody. He draws flies.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo, weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
Jesse Waters, knee deep in that. That was Jesse Waters. And now this over the weekend, unbelievable stuff coming out from an investigation by Wisconsin Senator and Republican Ron Johnson. You know the picture of Crooks looking like the Crypt Keeper? We've all seen it, right? You know the famous picture of Crooks, the one taken at the site, right? And he does. He looks just like the Crypt Keeper. And he seems to be on the edge of something. Do you know the one I'm talking about? And it's from the side. He's got those glasses on, that long, greasy hair. Looks like a transgender woman. You know that one? Have you seen that one? It's all over the internet. Been all over the internet for weeks. Days, excuse me. Notice something about that shot. I'm about to blow your mind. In fact, if you're where you are at a computer, pull it up. Notice something about it that I hadn't really noticed before, the angle. The angle on Crooks. The angle that photo was taken from. It was taken from above. Wait, what? It was a photo of Crooks on the roof of the AGR glass building. Taken from above. All of us are looking at it. Nobody made the connection. How'd they get a picture of Crooks from above? But you could see it. When was that photo taken? According to the timeline. When was that photo taken? About an hour before he shot Trump. From above? Yes. On the roof. Yeah. We are now learning over the weekend that photo was taken about 40 feet from Crooks, from above. How? With him on the roof? Here's how. If you go into Google Earth and you look at the AGR glass building, right? The AGR glass building actually has two levels, right? There's a second floor and a first floor. There's a roof over the second floor part of the building, And then around the building, there's a first floor, one story part of the building. The Crooks was on the one story part of the building. The sniper team, the local sniper team, was on the second floor of the building. They took a picture of Crooks on the building from the second floor. They took a picture of Crooks on the roof from the second floor. They could have opened the window, walked out, walked 40 feet and touched him. Weird. As Jesse Waters was saying over the weekend, we keep hearing local sniper teams, locals, which local sniper team, tell me. With what agency? We know the Butler County folks, the town manager from there, and also the county commissioner said that they weren't our sniper teams. We're just doing traffic. There was only 8 of us out there. We need to know specifically whose sniper team, what agency. They keep saying local. What local sneak? What local? Who are they? Who took a picture of Crooks from 40 feet away on the second floor of the AGR building when he was on the first floor of the roof of the AGR building? So does that make sense? He's on the roof of the first floor. They're on the second floor. They're watching him. That's what that picture, that famous picture, is from. Above. It's from above. Here's Ron Johnson briefly referring to that during the Maria Vartiromo interview he did.
This picture is now on the internet, but a picture was photo was taken by the local sniper team in the AGR building at 5:14 of Crooks. So again, we had pictures of this guy. You know, why was he intercepted? There's so many unanswered questions here.
The pictures were taken at 5:14 and he was shot at 6:11.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, here's the question. The photo is tight cropped, the one that's out on the internet, the one taken from above Crooks. And if you go look it up right now, you'll know the one I'm talking about. He looks like the Crypt Keeper. It's taken from the side. You could clearly see it's taken from the side, but from above. What you can't see is if he has the gun in his hands. Chilling, isn't it? Oh, it's chilling. Then we find out over the weekend, a man in a suit, a gray suit, shows up. Everybody assumes he's Secret Service, who up till now have had no interest in who's on what roof or what they're doing anywhere near the AGR building. He starts taking pictures. Later learned that guy's ATF. Really? That's so weird. And then we learn, folks, and this is the big bombshell over the weekend, okay? When this happened, Congress members who began to investigate came out and said, hey, look, the Trump team and the Trump team's Secret Service team, the regular one that wasn't there that weekend, most of them were not. They'd been rotated off, had been asking for more security because they felt they weren't safe. And it had been denied. And Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland In and Un Security, said, no, that's a lie. We beefed up security. Well, they admitted this weekend they lied. He lied, so did the head of the Secret Service, who said we beefed up security. They lied when they said that Trump never asked for more security, that Trump's team never asked for more security. They're admitting, okay, they did. Why would you lie about that? Why would you do that? This thing is getting exponentially stranger and stranger. I don't know how she could testify today. There's no answer to this. But I got to tell you what, we have got to get the names of everybody who was in that AGR building. We need to know what agency specifically they were with. There's been so much contradictory information about that. We need to know their names. And those people need to sit down and be interviewed right now. That's who we need to talk to. Not these lying bureaucrats. They need to be pushed out of the way. They are lying. Clearly lying. If they would lie about requests for more security, what else would they lie about? Why are they lying about it? And why did they set the perimeter to deliberately exclude the AGR glass building? You know how they keep saying, well, we don't have responsibility for anything outside the perimeter. You drew the perimeter so that the best tactical execution point was outside of it. And now you're lying about the timeline. You're lying about what happened. Why did you do that? Why? And you've seen the video on Fox News. They play it on a loop. They probably still play it this week. Why were the fences locked so that most law enforcement couldn't even respond when the shooting started? All these questions need to be answered and more. We're going to go through Ron Johnson's incredible findings on the show. I told you this. All those big Democrat names that endorsed Kamala Harris over the weekend, yeah, they're on the phone right now lobbying against her. Because she can't win. She can't win. They wouldn't have had to dangle Trump like bait at that rally if he wasn't ahead. Kamala Harris is pulled behind Joe Biden for most of his presidency. Joe hit the skids with the debate. It went down a little. Kamala compared to him, you know, looked good for the first time. She's as weak as he is. Pretty close to it. They're not going to run her. They're not going to run her unless they lose control of this process. Trust me, it does not matter what they're saying right now. This is a narrative. And the first page, the first chapter of the new lie, because the narrative is a lie, has to be, we love the black woman. No, we'd rather have her. That's for the sheeple. It's for the benefit of the sheeple. But right now, I guarantee you, they are all on the phone trying to work those delegates against her. And the first volley has already been fired. By where? By the people who have led the narrative on all of this, on the Joe Biden change up, which I told you in December. I told you. Not only did I tell you they'd switch him out, I told you the exact week they'd do it. I am the only one who can claim that. I said they do it after the convention, right after the convention. And here we go, week after the convention. Nailed it. And I'm only taking credit so you will believe me now that this is not a random happening. We're not watching crazy things. This is all very controlled. This is a controlled demolition. This is like when they are making an action movie and the car wrecks and it looks like a wreck, but it's not. It's controlled. Axios is already running the demolition campaign for Kamala Harris. They needed 24 hours to coordinate her. Oh, we love the black woman. What is the number one article on their site right now? Right at the top. Scoop, Biden doubted Harris election chances. That's why he waited so long to drop out. Poor Joe was just looking for out for the country. Man, you know how weak she is. You seen her numbers? You got to get a look at her numbers. You should do that if you're a delegate. If you're a delegate, yeah, you got to get a look at her numbers. They always intended to replace Joe. I predicted that in December. I also predicted they would try to replace Kamala. Why? Because her negatives are her negatives are as bad as Biden's. Pretty close to. They didn't go through all this to get Kamala. All this is a controlled demolition. It's a narrative. And again, for the Democrats' purposes, a narrative is a lie with multiple chapters. They walk you up gradually. They don't walk you up in one lie. It'd be too shocking for the sheeple. Headline in Axios, a liberal publication, Biden doubted Harris's election chances. That's why he, in part, did not drop out. He was so afraid. You know she can't win, right? You know she can't, right? Why? They always intended to switch him out for a new candidate. Why? Because the voting in the only states that matter, and there's only six of them, starts in September. So they're going to coordinate whoever it is. This is the plan. I don't know if it's they're going to pull it off. They're going to coordinate whoever it is. It's going to be an immaculation, to use a Rush Limbaugh word, just like Obama. And then the voting begins and we don't have time for negative advertising. As the new fans of whoever they mint rush like a herd that they are to the polls to vote against Trump. That's what they're hoping. That's what you're watching. It has been planned since December.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I want to know where the breakdown in communications occurred. I don't know what it was going to take for Secret Service to address the situation. And the question is, why did they receive all of these red flags and still allow the president to take the stage?
Trump beginning to publicly, very gently, ask questions about how he was almost killed. Ditto for J.D. Vance.
The FBI is doing an investigation on the assassination attempt. Do you trust the Bureau?
I don't trust the Bureau leadership, but I certainly think there are a lot of good field agents, guys on the ground. But what the hell was going on? How was that guy ever allowed to be there in the first place? Because I think somebody, whether it's higher up or somebody else involved, really did screw up.
There's some things going on with our government that we have to really worry about. Did we have enough people? Why didn't we have enough people? Somebody said that a lot of people were put on Biden's detail. The problem is Biden doesn't draw anybody. He draws flies.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo, weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
Jesse Waters, knee deep in that. That was Jesse Waters. And now this over the weekend, unbelievable stuff coming out from an investigation by Wisconsin Senator and Republican Ron Johnson. You know the picture of Crooks looking like the Crypt Keeper? We've all seen it, right? You know the famous picture of Crooks, the one taken at the site, right? And he does. He looks just like the Crypt Keeper. And he seems to be on the edge of something. Do you know the one I'm talking about? And it's from the side. He's got those glasses on, that long, greasy hair. Looks like a transgender woman. You know that one? Have you seen that one? It's all over the internet. Been all over the internet for weeks. Days, excuse me. Notice something about that shot. I'm about to blow your mind. In fact, if you're where you are at a computer, pull it up. Notice something about it that I hadn't really noticed before, the angle. The angle on Crooks. The angle that photo was taken from. Was taken from above. Wait, what? It was a photo of Crooks on the roof of the AGR glass building, taken from above. All of us are looking at it. Nobody made the connection. How'd they get a picture of Crooks from above? But you could see it. When was that photo taken? According to the timeline. When was that photo taken? About an hour before he shot Trump. From above? Yes. On the roof. Yeah. We are now learning over the weekend that photo was taken about 40 feet from Crooks. From above. How? With him on the roof? Here's how. If you go into Google Earth and you look at the AGR glass building, right? The AGR glass building actually has two levels. Right? There's a second floor and a first floor. There's a roof over the second floor part of the building. And then around the building, there's a first floor, one-story part of the building. The Crooks was on the one-story part of the building. The sniper team, the local sniper team, was on the second floor of the building. They took a picture of Crooks on the building from the second floor. They took a picture of Crooks on the roof from the second floor. They could have opened the window, walked out, walked 40 feet and touched him. Weird. As Jesse Waters was saying over the weekend, we keep hearing local sniper teams, locals, which local sniper team, tell me. With what agency? We know the Butler County folks, the town manager from there, and also the county commissioner said that they weren't our sniper teams. We're just doing traffic. There was only 8 of us out there. We need to know specifically whose sniper team, what agency. They keep saying local, local, local. What local sneak? What local? Who are they? Who took a picture of Crooks from 40 feet away on the second floor of the AGR building when he was on the first floor of the roof of the AGR building? So does that make sense? He's on the roof of the first floor. They're on the second floor. They're watching him. That's what that picture, that famous picture, is from. Above. It's from above. Here's Ron Johnson briefly referring to that during the Maria Vartiromo interview he did.
This picture is now on the internet, but a picture was photo was taken by the local sniper team in the AGR building at 5:14 of Crooks. So again, we had pictures of this guy. You know, why wasn't he intercepted? There's so many unanswered questions here.
The pictures were taken at 5:14 and he was shot at 6:11.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, here's the question. the photo is tight cropped, the one that's out on the internet, the one taking from above Crooks. And if you go look it up right now, you'll know the one I'm talking about. He looks like the Crypt Keeper. It's taken from the side. You can clearly see it's taken from the side, but from above. What you can't see is if he has the gun in his hands. Chilling, isn't it? Oh, it's chilling. Then we find out over the weekend, a man in a suit, a gray suit, shows up. Everybody assumes he's Secret Service, who up till now have had no interest in who's on what roof or what they're doing anywhere near the AGR building. He starts taking pictures. Later learned that guy's ATF. Really? That's so weird. And then we learned, folks, and this is the big bombshell over the weekend, okay? When this happened, Congress members who began to investigate came out and said, hey, look, the Trump team and the Trump team's the Trump team's Secret Service team, the regular one that wasn't there that weekend, most of them were not. They'd been rotated off, had been asking for more security because they felt they weren't safe. And it had been denied. And Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland and Unsecurity, said, no, that's a lie. We beefed up security. Well, they admitted this weekend they lied. He lied, so did the head of the Secret Service. He said, we beefed up security. They lied when they said that Trump never asked for more security, that Trump's team never asked for more security. They're admitting, okay, they did. Why would you lie about that? Why would you do that? This thing is getting exponentially stranger and stranger. I don't know how she could testify today. There's no answer to this. But I got to tell you what, we have got to get the names of everybody who was in that AGR building. We need to know what agency specifically they were with. There's been so much contradictory information about that. We need to know their names. And those people need to sit down and be interviewed right now. That's who we need to talk to. Not these lying bureaucrats. They need to be pushed out of the way. They are lying. Clearly lying. If they would lie about requests for more security, what else would they lie about? Why are they lying about it? And why did they set the perimeter to deliberately exclude the AGR glass building? You know how they keep saying, well, we don't have responsibility for anything outside the perimeter. You drew the perimeter so that the best tactical execution point was outside of it. And now you're lying about the timeline. You're lying about what happened. Why did you do that? Why? And you've seen the video on Fox News. They play it on a loop. They probably still play it this week. Why were the fences locked so that most law enforcement couldn't even respond when the shooting started? All these questions need to be answered and more. We're going to go through Ron Johnson's incredible findings on the show. I told you this. All those big Democrat names that endorsed Kamala Harris over the weekend, yeah, they're on the phone right now lobbying against her because she can't win. She can't win. They wouldn't have had to dangle Trump like bait at that rally if he wasn't ahead. Kamala Harris is pulled behind Joe Biden for most of his presidency. Joe hit the skids with the debate. And it went down a little. Kamala compared to him, you know, looked good for the first time. She's as weak as he is. Pretty close to it. They're not going to run her. They're not going to run her unless they lose control of this process. Trust me, it does not matter what they're saying right now. This is a narrative. And the first page, the first chapter of the new lie, because the narrative is a lie, has to be, we love the black woman. No, we'd rather have her. That's for the sheeple. It's for the benefit of the sheeple. But right now, I guarantee you, they are all on the phone trying to work those delegates against her. And the first volley has already been fired. By where? By the people who have led the narrative on all of this, on the Joe Biden change up, which I told you in December. I told you. Not only did I tell you they'd switch him out, I told you the exact week they'd do it. I am the only one who can claim that. I said they'd do it after the convention, right after the convention. And here we go, week after the convention. Nailed it. And I'm only taking credit so you will believe me now that this is not a random happening. We're not watching crazy things. This is all very controlled. This is a controlled demolition. This is like when they are making an action movie and the car wrecks and it looks like a wreck, but it's not. It's controlled. Axios is already running the demolition campaign for Kamala Harris. They needed 24 hours to coordinate her. Oh, we love the black woman. What is the number one article on their site right now? Right at the top. Scoop, Biden doubted Harris' election chances. That's why he waited so long to drop out. Poor Joe was just looking for out for the country. Man, you know how weak she is? You seen her numbers? You got to get a look at her numbers. You should do that if you're a delegate. If you're a delegate. Yeah, you got to get a look at her numbers. They always intended to replace Joe. I predicted that in December. I also predicted they would try to replace Kamala. Why? Because her negatives are her negatives are as bad as Biden's. Pretty close to. They didn't go through all this to get Kamala. All this is a controlled demolition. It's a narrative. And again, for the Democrats' purposes, a narrative is a lie with multiple chapters. They walk you up gradually. They don't walk you up in one lie. It'd be too shocking for the sheeple. Headline in Axios, a liberal publication. Biden doubted Harris's election chances. That's why he, in part, did not drop out. He was so afraid. She can't win, right? You know she can't, right? Why? They always intended to switch him out for a new candidate. Why? Because the voting in the only states that matter, and there's only six of them, starts in September. Starts in September. So they're going to coordinate whoever it is. This is the plan. I don't know if they're going to pull it off. They're going to coordinate whoever it is. It's going to be an immaculation, to use a Rush Limbaugh word, just like Obama. And then the voting begins, and we don't have time for negative advertising. As the new fans of whoever they mint rush like a herd that they are to the polls to vote against Trump. That's what they're hoping. That's what you're watching. It has been planned since December. I told you this. All those big Democrat names that endorsed Kamala Harris over the weekend, yeah, they're on the phone right now lobbying against her because she can't win. She can't win. They wouldn't have had to dangle Trump like bait at that rally if he wasn't ahead. Kamala Harris is pulled behind Joe Biden for most of his presidency. Joe hit the skids with the debate, and it went down a little. Kamala compared to him, you know, looked good for the first time. She's as weak as he is. Pretty close to it. They're not going to run her. They're not going to run her unless they lose control of this process. Trust me, it does not matter what they're saying right now. This is a narrative. And the first page, the first chapter of the new lie, because the narrative is a lie, has to be, we love the black woman. No, we'd rather have her. That's for the sheeple. It's for the benefit of the sheeple. But right now, I guarantee you, they are all on the phone trying to work those delegates against her. And the first volley has already been fired. By where? By the people who have led the narrative on all of this, on the Joe Biden change up, which I told you in December. I told you, not only did I tell you they'd switch him out, I told you the exact week they'd do it. I am the only one who can claim that. I said they'd do it after the convention, right after the convention. And here we go, week after the convention. Nailed it. And I'm only taking credit so you will believe me now that this is not a random happening. We're not watching crazy things. This is all very controlled. This is a controlled demolition. This is like when they are making an action movie and the car wrecks and it looks like a wreck, but it's not. It's controlled. Axios is already running the demolition campaign for Kamala Harris. They needed 24 hours to coordinate her. Oh, we love the black woman. What is the number one article on their site right now? Right at the top. Scoop, Biden doubted Harris' election chances. That's why he waited so long to drop out. Poor Joe was just looking for out for the country. Man, you know how weak she is? You seen her numbers? You got to get a look at her numbers. You should do that if you're a delegate. If you're a delegate. Yeah, you got to get a look at her numbers. They always intended to replace Joe. I predicted that in December. I also predicted they would try to replace Kamala. Why? Because her negatives are her negatives are as bad as Biden's. Pretty close to. They didn't go through all this to get Kamala. All this is a controlled demolition. It's a narrative. And again, for the Democrats' purposes, a narrative is a lie with multiple chapters. They walk you up gradually. They don't walk you up in one lie. It'd be too shocking for the sheeple. Headline in Axios, a liberal publication. Biden doubted Harris's election chances. That's why he, in part, did not drop out. He was so afraid. You know she can't win, right? You know she can't, right? Why? They always intended to switch him out for a new candidate. Why? Because the voting in the only states that matter, and there's only six of them, starts in September. Starts in September. So they're going to coordinate whoever it is. This is the plan. I don't know if it's gonna pull, they're going to pull it off. They're going to coordinate whoever it is. It's going to be an immaculation, to use a Rush Limbaugh word, just like Obama. And then the voting begins, and we don't have time for negative advertising. As the new fans of whoever they mint rush like a herd that they are to the polls to vote against Trump. That's what they're hoping. That's what you're watching. It has been planned since December.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.